Now, will you listen to him? He says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, let me give you my translation here. For the creation watching with outstretched head, that is, head erect, is waiting or sighing for the revelation of the sons of God. Now, the world's not waiting for the sunrise of evolution's pipe dream. In spite of the fact that you sometimes hear a solo squealing at the top of her or his voice about the world is waiting for the sunrise. Well, it's not. The pipe dream of evolution will never come true. Today, though, the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And when the sons of God have removed the outward covering of this flesh, creation's going to be unveiled also. What a day that will be. Now we are told here in verse 20, and I'll read my translation here. For the creation was subjected to vanity. Vanity here means failure, decay, perishable. Not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it on the basis of hope. Remember the writer Solomon. He was quite a pessimist, by the way. He said, why the rivers run into the sea, sea's not full. It has no end, because what happens is the Lord has quite a pump, a hydraulic pump, pumps the water up out of the ocean, and then he has a good transportation system. The wind moves the clouds across in the dry land, and here comes the rain again, fills the rivers. Rivers run into the sea, never fail. There's sort of a monotony about nature today. And you can't go anywhere but what you don't discover that. Actually, nature's waiting for that manifestation and waiting for that unveiling. And we're told here, for the creation was subjected to vanity. Because God did it that way. The curse of sin came upon man in Adam's disobedience, but the physical world also came under the curse. God said, you remember to him, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. I enjoy going out to the Hawaiian Islands. I know of no place that is quite as delightful as that. I agree with the publicity out there that calls this paradise. That is paradise. But I am very much interested in paradise that, of all the places where I found thorns, it's down at the golf course at Mauna Kea. You knock a ball out in the rough there, it's out in the lava, and you go out there, and I have never seen as many thorns as they are. I've got a pair of shoes that have thorns in them to this good day. I can't get them all out. Even in the place that's paradise today, the thorn is there. Thorns and thistles. God says it'll grow. All you have to do is just look around you. Now, there's a curse on creation. And the word here, vanity, means it's empty. It's meaningless, resultless. Nature never seems to accomplish some great purpose. That weary round of repetition. Let me just share a little of that with you. Ecclesiastes 1st chapter, verse 5. The sun also ariseth. Sun goeth down, hasteth to its place where it arose. Got to do it all over the next day. The wind goeth toward the south, turneth unto the north. It blows, well, in Texas, where I live, they used to say that in summertime, all of Texas blew across the Red River into Oklahoma, became Oklahoma. And then in wintertime, the blue northers would come, and then Oklahoma blew back into Texas across the river. Pretty monotonous, by the way, and I want to tell you, I never did like those sandstorms. And then again, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea's not full. Under the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man can not utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That's the thing about these old natures you and I got. Never satisfied. Don't care how much you hear, how much you see. You want to hear some more and see some more. Nature had this happen to it, not willingly. It was because of the sin of man. And because the creature